Blog Talk Radio.
Here we are, Saturday morning. Welcome to Student to Teacher to Student. We certainly appreciate you calling in this morning. Let's hear this great music by Nazim as we wait for our switchboard to light up. I'm excited. I'm seeing a lot of people out there waiting. Just wait to be put on the show. We have to screen your call. Professor Applewhite, this is Saturday morning, and can you believe it? It's the end of the month, the end of July. Wow, this is incredible to me how quickly the month went by. Who's on air with me right now? I think this looks like a familiar number, 824.
This is Tom.
Tom.
Tom, Vice President.
Yes, Tom.
White Apple Institute.
Tom, it's always a pleasure to hear you every Saturday morning. You try to be so loyal to getting our cause out so that we can get people to understand what we're trying to do through White Apple Institute is to help people become less dependent on others and more dependent on themselves and the God within. So thank you so much for being part of our mission. And we have another caller online. You're on air, and this is Professor Applewhite, and you're a 213 number.
Good morning, Professor Applewhite. This is Dorothy Refill Consultant.
Good morning, Dorothy. I hope you have some good news for us, especially about White Apple Institute blast off. We just need to know a few things about how to buy on that website. So we're going to come back to you and ask you to tell us a few things about that. We'll make sure that we leave time before you have to leave us for your show that you and your husband's show that's coming up right after this called Reconnected. And so would you mind reading our show description this morning?
Okay. The show description today, developing a successful attitude about school to work, part one. Professor Applewhite invites professionals from the field of education, mental health, wellness, and related fields to discuss developing successful attitudes about school leading to great jobs. We especially invite wise students and parents and wish to bring to their attention the biggest mistake you can make is to believe that you work for someone else.
That's for sure.
There are, as suggested in H. Jackson's book, The Father's Book of Wisdom,
mm-hmm.
there are emotional, mental, and learning disabilities that need to be that must be addressed at every stage of development. Most surprising is the drug use, violence, and eating disorders,
mm-hmm.
and so much more that affects adult students' attitudes about the importance of being successful at school, college, job training, and moving up the ladder of success.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Change. And it requires changes in ourselves. Much love and peace, the staff of White Apple Institute. You can call us at the White Apple Institute number is 480-659-8582.
You did wonderful.
Professor Apple.
You did a wonderful job at that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Always appreciate your support of the show. And it's important that we break down a few terms so that our listeners out there, which is just a mounting number, can really get into what we're talking about today. We've invited a lot of people, and a lot of people will be listening today and jump in when they find something that is interesting for them to share with us. But we need to explain that the reason why we invite these professionals is that some people just tend to appreciate people who have degrees and have gone to school for a long time. But we can't forget the premise of our show is student to teacher to student, which means that at different times we are all students and at different times we are all teachers. So as professional as we may be with degrees on the wall, times when we need help in order to learn and to grow. So that's real that we recognize that. So thank you very much for your introduction of that. There also, the point of pointing out the H. Jackson Brown's statement is that the biggest mistake you can make is to believe that you work for someone else, is that this author, Jackson Brown, wrote The Father's Book of Wisdom, something to help us to understand parenthood a little bit more. And I did something like this once in my class. I had my students open up a book I called The Secrets of Parenting. And they were so excited, so many of them wanted to see this book. And I held it and out and I said, you know, I want you to finish this one assignment. First, tell me how well you parent, how well you would parent. And then they got the book and they opened up the book and there was nothing on the pages. Because there is no excellent strategy, no absolute 100% strategy for raising children. So I just wanted to let you know that We are definitely not enforcing that anyone on this radio show has any problem with understanding what we're doing. We have a number of guests that are calling in and trying to reach us, so let me give you the radio show number, which is 1-646-727-3758. So that's if you want to reach us on radio and give us a comment about this wonderful subject we're talking about the fact really that the biggest mistake you can make is to believe that you work for someone else. Because I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, we only work for ourselves. You see, every time that we go to school, every day that we get dressed and emotionally get ourselves ready, it is impossible for us to not want to do this without getting ourselves in a position of emotional focus. Focus that says, I'm going to be ready to take on whatever is handed to me on the way to the classroom or to the workplace or during the day, even in the cafeteria, on my way home. I'm going to be ready and I'm going to do it. Whether I have a learning disability, any kind of mental health, emotional diagnosis, or physical diagnosis. And we address these issues at every single stage of our life, not just young adulthood. But it is most surprising, and I wrote that in the show description because I thought it was very important for everyone to know that lately we've been coming up with the idea, and it's an old idea, that young people are the culprits, the ones who are always getting involved in drug use and violence and eating disorders. And, you know, they're the ones who are always causing the problems, are the ones that are in their 20s and 30s, and then they calm down. Well, surprisingly, we have found new statistics out there that are telling us that very, very young people from the age of 12 even to 18 are doing horrible things. And we have to give a dedication to Kirky, who is one of our associate students, and he is now passed on. And we dedicate this show to him, and we dedicate this show also to Amita Muhammad and her son Khalid. Amita was a supporter of the show also. But we see that death is part of life, and as death is part of life, all of these other things that we mentioned, emotional, mental disabilities, whatever, are also part of life, and they must be addressed. When you wake up in the morning, you must address the fact that this may indeed be your last day. And not that you focus on that as a negative, but as a positive, that I'm going to live each moment with as much joy as possible, with a good attitude, okay? And keep up that good attitude as much as you can, because it can happen any moment. And I tell you, when it happens to me, and it will happen to me and to you, I want to go with a smile on my face, knowing that I did everything I could possibly do to be a joyful and positive human being. Any comments?
Amen. I believe you. I think it's good to be positive in everything you do, and sometimes in life it's very hard to be positive. I know I've suffered from mental illness where I've had days that I just couldn't seem to get anything right, but with time and patience and working on my illness and taking the medicine and stuff, you get to where you overcome it. I have several disabilities, and I managed to get through college despite the fact that when I was young, they thought I might be retarded. Yet I got a college degree.
Mm-hmm.
to everybody's surprise.
Yes.
So you can work on things and make them better. And like she said, even if you're dyslexic, which is one I happen to have, one of several, and you have different things working against you, if you believe in yourself, you can go somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just got to believe in yourself and work. And sometimes my parents, frankly, both told me after I got my degree they never thought I would. So you might not be getting that positive influence.
Mm-hmm.
But if you believe in yourself, you can do a lot more than you realized you thought you could.
And from what I understand about your life and many of the other students that call in, and even some professionals, that there have been times when they have used drugs, been involved with violence and different emotional issues, and brought themselves out. They didn't stay there. We all are subject to those things. And if you're in a position, especially where it's difficult for you to walk or talk, or to do the regular things that require our five senses, we really encourage you, especially our veterans that are listening right now, encourage you to make sure that you keep a strong attitude, an attitude of success for school to work, and realize this is another important thing I wanted to bring out about the ladder of success. There are so many people that don't understand the connection between school to work. And let me see if any of you out there understand what I'm going to try to say right now. When we talk about school, people tend to separate school from work and apply different rules to it. But the rules that we use in school are the same rules that apply in the workplace. There is no difference. I mean, of course, a few differences, of course, when you're in the grade school, early grade school, but I'm talking about as you get older and you're preparing now, truly preparing to get out there and get a job. And I'm talking about the job of your choice, the beginning of your career, okay? And so sometimes that may be McDonald's, Burger King, or fast food joint, because I started there and I learned some valuable management skills there. Okay, that helped me do what I needed to do later on in life, which was become at first a mental health counselor, and then I moved more into rehabilitation, working with people with disabilities. But I'm telling you, don't be surprised if you don't land up into a fast food job that will give you some of the experiences that you need. And so don't turn that down just because you either graduated from college or you're in a master's degree program, especially in this economy. We have to take whatever jobs come across. The attitude that you have about preparing and knowing that whatever school you're in, whatever classrooms that you've been in, have prepared you for work. And work attitude is what I'm talking about more than anything. Your work attitude. Attitudes about the importance of being successful at school, college, job training programs. You know how many people go to job training programs without a notebook in hand, okay? And the professor has to hand them a pad of paper in order to start writing down the notes of what is going to be taught in the job training. This is not being prepared for success. You need to be prepared for success in order to move up to the ladder of success. So we know the workforce has changed, and I'll talk more about that later, okay, and the change that we have to have within ourselves. But I'd like to get some feedback now, if I could, from anybody that feels that they had to change their attitude about school to work or whether they feel that school is connected or not connected to work. Both opinions are respected.
Okay. Well, I think school is connected to work because, like, even in a bad economy, where you might get a job at Jack in the Box or McDonald's or whatever, if you have a college degree, if you've gone there for 4 years and maybe it took you five, maybe it took you six, but it didn't take you 10 or 20 to get through, that shows the employer that you have stick-to-itiveness, and that when things get bad, you're not likely or as likely to quit the job, that you'll stay with things.
Mm-hmm.
They do correlate very highly. Yes. You know, if you're successful at school, you're likely to be very successful at work. If you're not successful at school, you're not as likely to be successful at work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I just think there's a direct correlation between the two.
There are so many people that do not understand that, and many, many students do not understand that every day when they are in the classroom. And this is, I'm talking to adult students as well as those that are in high school or even junior high school. We don't particularly work with students that are at the junior high school level, but we do have some high school students that qualify for services. And I'll tell you something, I cannot believe how they feel school is so different from work. Where do they get that idea from? Any ideas? Dorothy, have any ideas? I mean, did you always know that school was connected to work?
Yes, because when I came here, my goal was to get out of the factory and move on to something better.
Mm-hmm.
So I was always going to school part-time.
Uh-huh. And when you went to school part-time, I'm assuming that you knew that this was a way of preparing yourself for a better job, you were saying, right?
Yes, and it did. I transferred out of building the wire harnesses at McDonnell Douglas into the computer room, and I was in there for 10 years.
And did you want that? Is that what you wanted to do?
That is what I wanted to do, and I continued education so that I could get out of the computer room and do more things. So
wonderful.
Yes.
Wonderful. That's the kind of stuff we like to hear. We have another caller online right now. Let's see who we have calling in. And may I have your name, please? This is Professor Applewhite, and we invite you to Student to Teacher. Okay, I think we got accidental hang up there. Call back in, please. And here we have another caller. And don't be discouraged by the delay in the switchboard. Technology always does that kind of thing to us, okay? So just please call back in, and we will be glad to acknowledge your call. Now, the thing that we were talking about was that do people, and I think it was Tom that used the correlation of school to work. School is the correlation, okay? And correlation is a good word to use because when we correlate things, it means that we're looking at how well they go together. And that is what I think even educators need to remember. Because I have a lot of friends who are in the education business and don't look at preparing our students, our young people in college, for the workforce. And, you know, preparing for the workforce is not just a matter of knowing how to dress and knowing how to write a resume and interview. You see, those are good things. They're good and they're basic things that need to be done. But there's an attitude that needs to be developed also. And without that attitude being developed about how do you feel about what you've learned and what you've been involved in the school life, that applies to where you're going with work. And those are important things that need to be put out there. Okay, so when we talk to our children or our students, we need to be aware of that. And we never have another caller on air. Good morning. This is Student to Teacher. I'm Professor Applewhite. How you doing?
Hi, Hi, can you hear me?
Good morning. Good morning. You're on air. You're on the radio now.
Good morning.
Who am I speaking to?
Good morning. This is Angie Hunter. Can you hear me?
Yes. Oh, Ms. Hunter, thank you so much for calling back in again. Boy, you must be excited about the show. Were you able to tell people at Toyota Corporation what kind of show you did last week? Because I'll tell you, I'd love to send a transcript to them. You did
actually
a wonderful job.
Thank you. No, I didn't. But I wanted to piggyback off of, I believe it was Tom's comment that he had made about the school and the job, and if you are on a job for a certain length of time, that that it helps.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to say that school is extremely important. Extremely important in order for to be successful in especially today's economy.
Yes.
However, right now, from a human resource perspective, it doesn't matter if you have 4, 5, 10 years with a company. If you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing, there's so many overqualified people out there that are ready to take your job that you've got to be right on point to do what you need to do. Right now, it used to be where, you know, you had your high school diploma, and then you had your associate's degree and your bachelor's and your master's and so forth. Mm-hmm. Well, now the way that things are running is that a bachelor's degree basically is equivalent to a high school diploma. So if you don't have a master's degree, then you're really in a bad position, because you're going against a lot of people out here now that have these master's degrees, doctorate degrees, that you're competing with either just a high school diploma or a bachelor's degree.
Right, right. So what you're saying is that, let me see if I've got this right, and then Tom can comment if he wishes. What you're saying is that it's not important, it's not the length you stay on the job, it's the focus.
Correct.
Is that what you're trying to say?
Correct.
Okay. Tom, do you have anything to say to that?
Yeah. Well, I think that's true, what you focus on. But like I said earlier, is that if a person focuses on school and can get through a master's or doctorate or a BS or even a high school diploma, it shows that they can focus on something for a period of time. Like, for example, I think a high school dropout would have a really hard time in today's economy.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they really knew somebody, a friend or something, but otherwise, you know. And you're right. I mean, I was joking around. Everybody in my family has at least a master's. I have a bachelor's. And I've jokingly said that's like a high school diploma in my family.
Now, I don't want our listeners out there to take that seriously. Remember, he said it was a joke, okay?
It's a joke. I joked around and said that. But, yeah, you do need more and more education to succeed at work nowadays. So that's just a part of life.
And the education must be focused on the fact that you're developing a successful attitude about why you're going to school to connect to work. See, it's a connection process. Everything you do at school reflects on how you're going to work later on in life. If you go to school and you don't have any focus, like many, many times, I'm sure some of the parents out there are going to just scream at what I'm going to say right now, but you know how many times you ask your child, what do you want to do? What are you interested in? And they say, I don't know. I don't know. Okay? And that makes you want to just strangle them. It's like, you know, you got to know something, especially if they're in high school. And you know that next year they're going to graduate, and you're concerned over the fact that if you don't pick something now that you're at least somewhat interested in, and we always know there's always something we're interested in, okay? And many times young adults will do that just to aggravate their parents because they really do know what they're interested in. It's unfortunate.
Well, I would like to comment on that real quick.
Okay.
Dr. Applewhite, I actually have my high school junior this year, Jason Landrum, who would like to make a comment on what you just said. By the way, I have a car full of listeners that are very interested in this topic. So
good point. I would love for Jason Landrum to come online. This will be the first time my grandson has come online, and that's a wonderful feeling. And there's about 7,000 people out there in all kinds of countries listening to what you're saying right now. So I know you can tell them something positive and maybe even encourage them, okay? So what do you feel about preparing, Mr. Landrum? What do you feel about preparing for school? Okay, and whether or not school is connected to work. What do you feel about that? And you don't have to even talk about you. You can talk about some of your friends.
I feel that school in itself is a job. So, I mean, if you're focused enough to get a job while at school, then, I mean, that's good for you. But,
mm-hmm.
I mean, there are some people who just aren't ready for that type of commitment. So.
Some commitment because, I mean, gosh, I mean, how tired are you just from school?
Extremely.
Pretty tired,
extremely.
Huh?
Yeah.
I mean, you've got, just tell us a little bit about your schedule because I think you have the average high school student schedule. Tell us a little bit about your schedule. What time do you get up in the morning? And tell us what you do. Take us through your day.
Well, I get up at 6 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Take a shower, brush my teeth, go to school. First period, that last hour. I go through there. Fifth period was my lunch hour. So I eat lunch for 30 minutes. And then the rest of the day, which lasts until 2:15, I'm done there. I spend about 2 hours on homework.
Mm-hmm. What kind of classes are you taking, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm taking Algebra 3-4, Health, Spanish 3-4, Botany.
Wow. So is that 5-6 classes?
Yeah.
Okay, so you have books to read, homework for each one?
But that's including sports.
Oh, okay, right. Yeah, and those students that are outside of America and Europe that are listening right now, you may not have sports in your school, but it's important to keep up with your activity, your physical activity. So really good. And that's why we have sports in American schools, is because it keeps the brain going. So it's really important. But your sports are pretty specific because there's something you like more than anything else in sports. Now, in fact, it's your interest, isn't it? Future?
Yeah, it's wrestling.
Yes. Yes, I want to announce that my my grandson here has been a champion at the Corona High School as far as wrestling in his bracket and also for the state of Arizona. And you can clarify. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but you can clarify what I'm saying. But so now you go to school. Do you understand that every day that you go to school – that it's the same thing that you're going to be doing when you go to work?
Yeah, I understand that.
Okay. So that's what makes it a little hard to think about going to school and work at the same time, right?
Yeah.
Okay. But there are people who do it. How do they do it?
They just have a completely different type of mindset, you know?
Okay, so it's a different mindset.
Yeah,
boy.
If you think about it, everyone is different mentally. So I mean, you can't expect someone to fit your formula of success if you're not that person. You have to think, what does this person want?
Right.
Now, I mean, you can't push someone to do something that they don't want to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you, can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay, because my network just went down for a moment, so I'll be back on for other listeners, so please don't hang up while you're out there right now. If you are not getting my voice, it will be back on in just a moment. I just want to say this part to you, Jason, because it's real important. I know that people have a different attitude about school and work, and that's an important part of of looking at our life as a whole. But here's what gets me, and I think that this is a part of most parents' issues. And some of you parents are welcome to jump in and continue this conversation. We have about 24 minutes left on our show this morning. Is that you have to know that work in itself, and okay, let's put it all together: school, work. And then you work really hard and you make these choices in your careers and then you retire. And then life begins again at a different age, okay? We'll put it that way. So you know that part. You know how life develops, right? The stages of life. Am I right?
Absolutely.
Okay. So now all the parents that are out there listening to this, here's what I'd like you to hear. I'd like you to hear this young man saying, I'm different. Like many young people are saying, I'm different, and you're not listening to what makes a difference. But here's what makes a difference to me that I continue to ask young people all the time. How are you going to eat? How are you going to buy clothes? How are you going to function in life?
Personally, I don't mind being a hobo.
You don't what?
I think what this is Angie Hunter, and I am Jason's mom.
Yes.
And one of the things that me and Jason do go back and forth on is the responsibility aspect of the work, the school, and the sports, and being able to organize and handle your time or
mm-hmm.
manage your time.
Mm-hmm.
And as a teenager, and we've all been there. It's easier just to kind of float through and do what you want to do because, of course, you feel you're different than other people, and that's fine. You're
mm-hmm.
entitled to your own individuality.
Mm-hmm.
However, when you get into the real world, and what, I guess teenagers should try to understand is that their parents are trying to instill in them what the real world is going to show them, and that you need to be responsible. You need to be organized. You need to know how to manage your time.
Right.
There's nothing free in this world, so whatever is out there, you're going to have to pay for it. And in order to pay for it, you're going to need a job. You're going to need not just a job, but a career, something to focus on, something that you do enjoy so that you can continue and go on. And so
right.
that's one of the things that I'm trying to instill in my 16-year-old, and I have a 16-year-old, and then I have a 12-year-old and an 11-year-old, and as they grow up, I'm trying to instill these different values into them that
mm-hmm.
I learned from my upbringing. So
yes.
I just wanted to go ahead and comment on that because, Jason, like I said, it's very important for him to have his individuality, but then we also have to look at the real world.
This is true. And we want to make sure that we understand that, like the title of the show, developing a successful attitude about school to work, and the factor that Jason was explaining, as many students have explained, that it's hard going to school and working at the same time. But again, we come back to that old question. And I'm trying to get another caller online here. I think I just about got him. But anyway, here's where we're at. And I know he's going to have some really good things to say when I get him on air here. Here's where I'm at. How do you still if you did not have parents, which many young people in this world do not have parents, okay, then do they have to work to eat?
Yes.
Okay, yes. Right, okay. So we have that clear. So the only reason why young people like yourself are able to do the things that they do is because you have a parent or parents that pay for you to do the things that you do. But if
yes,
you didn't have, pardon me?
Yes, parents have to understand that school is a transition into the real world.
Yes.
Think about it. School is giving you the tool set to get into the workforce. You don't just go to school to learn nothing. You don't just go to school to be lazy and do nothing. Do you understand what I'm saying here?
Right, right.
It's partially the parents' job to teach their children how to be adept in the real world, but...
Okay. What do you think... And I love what you're saying, and I think everyone else, and I see someone else that wants to come into the call, too. What do you think that people out there, when everybody's listening to you now, you know, thousands of people, and they want to understand, too. They probably have the same issues that you have, you know, going to school and working at the same time. This is not an easy thing to do. It's not easy at any age, okay, believe me. It's not easy at any age. Even when you get into college and you get into your master's degree program and you have to work and go to school, definitely you've got to do that then. It's very, very difficult to get parents that can pay for both things at that level. We have public education funds that help with school here, and it's mandatory that our students go to school in America. But in other countries, it's not mandatory. So people have to pay to go to school, any school. Okay? So, and they have to work. So, yes, there's a preparation for it, and we're trying to help people to understand this, and I wish that we had one of our students who used to come on quite frequently, but she's been busy because she had to get another job on the weekend, little Anna, and Anna goes to high school now, and Anna is working, and it's very, very hard for her in her life to balance both things. How do you do that? How do you have to lean on your parents, I guess, right? Is that what you're trying to say, bottom line?
Personally, I know Anna, and she is a very smart girl.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not that smart.
Okay.
So.
Now, when you say you're not that smart, you mean academically, when you take a test, it doesn't come out with the score you want? Because there's different... is that right?
Because
there's different ways of being smart now. A contractor who builds a building is smart. A teacher who goes into wrestling, an instructor in wrestling, is smart.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, you know, got to be careful of that word, smart.
Yeah.
There's some people that get A's. straight A's that aren't very smart in life. Is that right? Anybody want to back that up for me? Maria, you have anything to say about that?
Having knowledge, it means to be smart.
Having knowledge,
you know,
of what?
It's being smart.
Being smart. And being smart doesn't necessarily mean going to school, because there's a lot of smart
Not really, because people can go to college, people can have degrees, but they, I'm honest with you, they don't have some common sense in life sometimes. They go to college and they go to school, but when it comes to reality in life, sometimes they don't have no common sense. So that means that school, going to college doesn't mean that you're really smart. You know?
Exactly. Going to school and being at college does not necessarily mean that
nope.
you're smart. Very good point, and we appreciate that. because, I mean, look at your education. You're a very, very smart woman. And do you mind me talking about your disability?
No, no, not at all.
You know, with cerebral palsy, you've done a wonderful job with your life. And as part of White Apple Institute, you've helped a lot of people and continue to help people. And I think you're very smart. And to me, when I listen to Jason Landrum, I've listened to him all his life, I really believe he is very, very smart. But he has to believe that. He has to believe that, just like many students out there have to believe that they are smart. And what are they smart in? See, that's the key. What am I smart in? Did you hear what I said, Jason?
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah. What are you smart in? What do you really like to do?
Wrestling.
Right. So some of you out there that like music and sports and those kind of things, you need to find a job within that field. And maybe there is a job within wrestling that you could look at. One of them could be record keeping or cleaning up the gym afterwards. Somebody was going to say something.
Okay, this is Angie Hunter. Mm-hmm. And so we can go back and forth. And I hope there's some parents online that can help back me up here. Wrestling is a sport. And, of course, we all want, you know, I mean, hopefully a scholarship will come through and, you know, Jason will be a world-class wrestler and go to the Olympics and, you know, mm-hmm. and live out his ultimate dream. That's wonderful. However, yeah. Reality is that you need to get a good education in order to be successful, in my opinion, in life. Without an education in the world today, you're not going to move forward. You're not going to get the things that you want. Now, if you're satisfied with just a mediocre life and just having minimal stuff, then that's fine. But
and maybe that's Jason, the key.
Jason is very, he likes to have a lot of things. So in order to get those things, you got to work towards them. You've got to have a good education. So I need some other parents to kind of give me a little feedback to help me out here. Can we go to some other parents online?
Any other parents online that feel comfortable jumping in, we appreciate that. We've got 12 minutes remaining on the show. But I do have a chat line open, and I'm getting a response from a parent right now. Some parents are not comfortable going directly on the show, so let me just explain to you what she's saying here. She has a 20-year-old, and her feeling tone is that she is going to let him be what he wants to be, okay? And so and that's an important part, okay, is that whatever the individual wants to be, they will be that. And even though they like nice things and that kind of thing, that doesn't mean that you have to provide them. That means that that's a way for us to look at when he gets to that point when he doesn't have the means to get that, and that means through mom, dad, whoever, grandmothers, or whatever, when they don't have that opportunity to get those things. You see, we're part of enabling our young people today. We are definitely a part of that. Okay, if you feed somebody and you have a good plate of food on the table every night, then what sense does it make for them to go out and work when they already have that? But if it's necessary for them to have, I don't know all the new things that are out there, this Xbox or some of the games that are out there. If it's necessary for them to have them, then why does the parent have to provide them? If the parent doesn't provide them, then it becomes an issue of, well, I either get a job or I don't have these things. And that's a good decision because that's a decision adults make. There are many adults out there without education that do very well on their jobs. I met with a waste management guy who picks up trash. He makes more than a teacher starting off. He makes $38,000 a year. Our teachers don't start at $38,000 a year. And he picks up trash in a clean, nice, clean truck. And he has gloves on and he has a uniform. We as parents don't like to think of that. But I think that's a pretty good thing. I don't know. If any other parents out there have any comments, make sure you write into our chat session and let us know about that, or write an email in to answer Ms. Hunter's questions. And we'll try to get more parents to participate next week on this subject, because I think that as educators out there can come in and they can talk about this. We can get some parents to come in. And a lot of parents don't think that this show is a show for them, but really it is a show for parents also, especially parents with some disadvantages financially, and certainly with parents who have children who have some disabilities. But it's about both, okay? And you don't have to have a disability to be on this show. Tom, you want to say something?
Yeah, I was just going to, the lady commented about the trash man making so much money, and that's a reality of life. In New York City, I've heard they make twice what a policeman makes.
Who makes twice than a policeman?
The trash collector.
Wow.
Wow, that's good.
And it's hard to get a job in there, though. It's because everybody wants one.
What do you need to get a job?
Well, all you need to do is have your high school diploma, and I don't know how many years of experience or whatever else they're looking for. I've never wanted to go to New York, but the thing is that everybody in New York wants that job because it pays so well.
Also, you have AmeriCorps, which if you'd like more information on that, Ms. Hunter, I'll be glad to give you that. AmeriCorps has very, very good programs out there that young people can do on the weekends, one day a weekend, a few hours on Saturday or whatever. And they have scholarships available, and they have stipends, very little stipends, enough for transportation. And they teach some really great things, really great now. And Job Corps. They teach electricity and plumbing and all of those things. So when Jason is ready, and I don't mean to say that you're an enabler. Please don't take that the wrong way. We all enable, and enabling means basically that we don't like to give things to people and they don't appreciate them, number one. Number two, we don't like to give things to people and we can see that they're not going to use them for their career, for their workplace success. So then that means a couple of things to all of us with 7 minutes remaining on the show, and I hope that one of us can come up with something very spiritual to close our show with. I'm looking for a scripture that we can read. But I think that what Jason has to say is so important, and I think that we as parents, we as educators need to listen to that. We are so bent on our children going to college because we want the best for them and we believe that it is the best. But when we talk about the real world out there, there is a real world, and that real world says different things to different young people. And one of the things it's saying is, Mom or Dad, if you buy this for me, then I have no reason to go to work. That's the first thing we need to recognize. I don't have to develop an attitude, as the show is about today, I don't have to develop a successful attitude about school to work because you already do that for me. And so, as I quoted at the beginning of the show, the biggest mistake you can make, Jason, and all the other young people listening to the show out there, and I don't care what country you're in, the biggest mistake you can make is to believe that you work for someone else. You never, ever work for someone else. You work for yourself. Okay? And so you work for yourself so you can eat and you can have the things that you want. If you don't want those things, there's no problem. Then don't work. And that's a reality of life. And I have thousands of career books and I teach career development for years. And that is the most underlying statement that comes out as a conclusion of the class. What are you doing here in the trying to get a college degree? Because my mama made me? Okay, well, that's not going to help. because before you know it, as soon as they can, they drop. We want students to go to school because they know that school is connected to work, and work is where you're going to get the things that you want. Does that make sense, Jason?
That is correct.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm not disagreeing or agreeing with you. I'm just giving you some clear facts. Ms. Hunter, does that agree with you?
Yes, I agree to some extent.
Okay. I know you
but
want
that,
everything.
That'll be for another show.
What is it that you find uncomfortable? Please share, because there might be other people out there that have the same discomfort.
Well, I just feel that it's my responsibility to make sure that he has all the tools to succeed in life, and one
right.
of those is going to college and making sure that he stays focused. So, but then I look at it from the other hand, you know, if you're one of those children that just don't want to do it and just
right.
are very lazy, then
I don't know about lazy. Choice is a better word. It's your choice.
Right.
How about
that? It just depends. Yeah, it just depends on the different choices.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I would have to think about that one and get back.
Yeah,
think about
that as we come to a close of the show. And next week we will pick up on part two. You've definitely
yes.
stretched this into a part two. And Jason Landrum, I'd like to invite you back to the show. And I'd like you to bring, if you can, bring two other friends with you, okay, to join us on radio next week on Saturday morning. Only thing they do have to do is call the number. And we'd like to hear from you. We'll try to get Anna online also, okay?
I will try.
Okay?
I will try.
Okay. So because we really want to hear from you, and I think that it's important for us to listen to what our young people have to say about the workforce, because it's unfortunate that many young people come to me and say, what am I going to college for? I have a brother that went to college, and he's making less than I do. And I paint houses, okay? And that's a reality, isn't it, Tom?
Yeah.
That is a reality. So, I don't like that reality because, you know, personally, I would love to see you go to college. I love college. Okay, I love learning academically, but I also appreciate people who learn in other ways and make a success out of that. I can show you so many, there's 8 intelligences out there, and I can show you all of them. As a matter of fact, I'll talk about them next week a little bit, okay?
Okay.
All right, so I wish you all much love and peace. Any other comments that need to be made today? Any favorite scripture that somebody has that would like to share? And we can share a scripture. As you know, from White Apple Institute, we try our best to acknowledge everyone and respect their religious belief. But, you know, I'm going to read from one of my belief systems, my strongest belief system. And that is from Proverbs, okay? And in Proverbs, it's a very, very interesting, because in Proverbs it talks about work a lot. And it says something about, listen, my sons, to a father's instructions, which is interesting because the book that I was quoting, the biggest mistake you can make is to believe that you work for someone else. Jackson Brown writes from the Father's Book of Wisdom. And one of the things that he says is, listen, my sons, to a father's instruction. Pay attention and gain understanding. I give you sound learning, so do not forsake my teaching. When I was a boy, but in my father's house, still tender and an only child of my mother, he taught me and said, lay hold of my words with all your heart. Keep my commands and you will live. Get wisdom and understanding. Do not forget. So that wisdom and understanding can come from a number of places. Much love and peace. We'll see you next Saturday on the Student to Teacher to Student internet radio show, and we look forward to all of the people that called in today. Join us next week, as we have so many right now. We have, oh my goodness, 4,449 total listens to our show, and that's quite a number to have without any entertainment going on out there, without any promotion going on. Thank you so much. God bless.